This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on live from AT&T Stadium in the precursor to what is going to be one hell of a fight on Saturday night on Fox, on pay-per-view. It is Errol Spence Jr. It is Mikey Garcia. And oh, by the way, we've had both of them on the air today. So you guys are welcome as we continue to feel welcome here in our home away from home of Little D. And we have special guests and lots of attractions. We were talking before the break, and I told you who Yennette Garcia was. And you just couldn't engage in it, Nicholas.
So let's fill in Heidi Angel of Fox Sports. She joins us on The Usual Suspects. Let's fill her in on the story because she may not know the story.
She caught the end of it, but I think she should know. Yes.
All I heard was out of your league.
Yeah, so there's
now
this,
I'm intrigued.
So there's this massive video gamer. It's his job. All he does is video game, and he really needs to focus on his video gaming. So he breaks up with basically the hottest weather girl.
I don't want to. She's on Telemundo.
Okay.
I think. But it,
already hot.
Exactly what my point was. My point before the break was, if there was ever the reasoning behind a reverse SAP button on a remote control for men, single men of all ages, it would be because they would love to have an interpreter say what she's saying, but they really don't care as long as they can see between the soap operas, the weather girl. Everybody is hot on Telemundo and those stations.
Period.
See?
Yeah.
You know.
Done.
And so I tell my boy Nicholas, all right? So here she's.
All right, Nicholas, so what's the story?
She's a hot weather girl, okay?
And I showed you a picture, so you saw how pretty
and
she was.
She's beautiful.
Right?
Okay.
She is dating at the time.
Him?
No.
Oh,
she's
dating.
I'm trying. See?
I told
she's
you.
Religious, Nick. She brought Jesus into the equation. See? But here's what we say. We're talking about the situation, and I say, look, Nick, she was dating this gamer guy. He's a professional gamer. He wants to win his world title, so he says, I don't have time for you. Yennette, you've got to go so
and
that I can focus on winning a title.
You know what?
He breaks up with her.
I hear that all the time in sports, though. I mean, that's like...
Oh, stop it.
I'm not kidding.
So you're saying he's not a dumbass.
Why do you think guys leave? They go to, like, Sean Porter. Last week, he went to Washington, D.C. for 4 weeks to get away from the distractions. Guys, a lot of guys can't be at home dealing with that stuff.
I mean for a training camp.
When you've got her,
but that's what I'm saying. So Nick is like
in the morning or whatever, you know.
Nick's like, I'm mad at this guy for breaking up with this girl, doing all these things. I'm like, the door's wide open for you, Nick.
He's an
Who
idiot.
Who says
Nick,
that you can't slide right in?
What's her Twitter? Let's get her on right now.
I am Yennette Garcia.
Okay,
well,
I
get
am
going.
Yennette Garcia. I'm gonna tweet her and tell her that she needs.
Please
to
do.
Reach
please
out.
Do.
Because you are
with your endorsement.
You are a social media guru.
You know what I'll end up doing is like tweeting on my commenting on my tweet
to someone, you
to me
yes. to you from
so
you
am,
with love
I am
looking
not
out
the
for
one
Nick.
Not facilitating this, let's be honest about that.
Oh,
but,
come on.
But hey, why not?
You told us on the break that you do that, the whole commenting on their own tweet. Why would you do it? That's what 9-year-old people like Joel does.
Easy. See,
I need some help, people.
Well, here's the help you're going to get, because you're going to get a lot of followers out of this regardless. But here's where we normally say, hey, Heidi's a great follow. You should follow Heidi on Twitter. It's at Heidi Androl, A-N-D-R-O-L.
This has already been worth it. Thanks,
this
guys.
Is exactly
this is
how it works.
This is the table that you got going here. There's waters, there's sandwiches.
But it
I'm going to hang out with you guys all day.
It comes with high expectations. We set the table. Now people got to eat. So you got to give them information. And you're the one coming here telling us, yeah, I'm not really doing all that much on social media.
I'm trying to do stuff. I just am not necessarily the most.
Because you're so busy dealing with press
exactly
conferences.
Right. See,
which is where
got
you were.
My publicist here.
Exactly.
Well, if he's not going to really be after Yanette Garcia, he's got to do something.
So Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence
Jr. Let's talk about boxing.
Fighting. Yeah. You guys are sitting here talking about, you know, how I can get a date. You know, that's not what this show is about, Joel.
Dude, it's not it's not just on the telethons that we try and help the needy. We're trying to do something for charity here.
I understand. But Mikey Garcia exchanged some words with Errol Spence Jr. You were there for the event, I guess, kind
of
emceeing
it. I was in the middle of it, yeah.
Because you're doing the interviews.
I did. I was talking to the guys yesterday. And, you know, leading up to this fight, the two of them have been very cordial. They have been very respectful. They have been very humble. Frankly, they have been very quiet, you know, just kind of sticking to their camp, not talking a lot of trash. It's not in their nature. But yesterday, that all kind of went out the window. It's towards the middle of the press conference, you know, and Errol Spence was the one.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. But
but
honestly, he kind of has to be the one to do it, don't you think? Considering he's the Dallas guy, considering it's AT&T Stadium, like, shouldn't he be the guy to kind of initiate
it? He's the favorite. People are saying, and you know,
he has the belt. I mean, he's the bigger guy. There's, you know, we all know the story, right? But he has not done anything leading up to this fight to show any, like, anger or frustration. And I think yesterday we saw from him, I know that he was, you know, it started, in my opinion, at the media arrival or at the arrivals.
Okay.
I flew in, I ran over there just to kind of see if anything would happen. And there were a lot of Mikey Garcia fans there. And this is his home, you know, so I think he was a little what the heck?
Put off by
it. Yeah, you know, so I think that is where it started. But and he doesn't want this belt to leave Texas. And he wanted to show that here at the press conference. It was the last chance for him to really have an opportunity to speak to the public in advance of a pay-per-view. So, hey, let's be honest, you know, we've got to sell some pay-per-views.
Sure.
So that could have played into it, too. But, you know, I think this fight's just got more intrigue than any fight I've seen in a very
long time.
We were
talking to Ray Mancini about it, and he basically said, look, Errol Spence is the guy that's got everything to lose, because if he wins, he's supposed to win.
But if
he loses, it's a huge upset, and it sets him way back in terms of where he wants to be and where he wants to go. But we were also talking to Ray about the fact that for the fight game, it would be better, and you mentioned it, and you're in the middle of this. It not only sells pay-per-views, but it creates the hype, and there's a lot more eyeballs that want to see whether they saw it live or they want to go back and see your interviews. If there's more suspense outside of the ring, and I think that's what's lacking in the sport in a lot of ways, and you cover a lot of fights, and you can call it flamboyancy, confidence, whatever, but if it stirs a little bit of extra, it helps us all.
Look at the co-main event today, man. Those guys almost... Poor Ray Flores was in the middle of Jay Leon Love and Benavidez. They almost went at it, and we almost had our co-main event today. Like, as crazy as that is, and they don't get paid, as he said, to fight today, they got to save it for Saturday night. But that does sell, right? And so there was a little of that missing throughout this entire build-up. And I think Errol just is ready to be done talking.
I feel like he is.
He's like, I'm done. I don't want to, you know. But you know what, frankly, if this is what he wants to be, a pay-per-view fighter, this is what comes with it.
Sitting right where you were sitting, and I said, I mean, based on what happened with the press conference and everything else, are you just you just want to get to Saturday night and get in the ring and get done with it? Or, I mean, is this, you understand this is part of the game? And he seemed like obviously he's pretty straight to the point anyway, but he knows what he's got to do, and I think it just, he's had enough of all of the other stuff.
You know, and I don't blame him. There's been a lot to deal with. This is the first pay-per-view on Fox.
Right.
Huge opportunity for him, a chance for him to build himself into a star, you know. So I think that he is ready to just get in the ring and show what he can do and put this behind him. And I think Mikey Garcia is eating it all up.
Yeah. I mean, look, Errol Spence Jr., like you said, he stepped outside his comfort zone when he did that at the press conference. You know what I mean? So I don't know how long he was going to do that. He stepped outside his comfort zone. He steps back in for now. Maybe in the next fight, maybe he can get, you know, someone can kind of initiate a trash-talking event again at another presser. I don't know, but I do know that he did seem a little done. Not necessarily like he didn't want to talk to us, but like he was kind of done with all the media.
He's ready, man. He just wants to get in there. He's undefeated for a reason.
Yeah.
It's like he's never had to trash talk, right?
Yeah.
He just lets his skills do the talking
yeah.
for him.
Sure.
And that's what he has banked on his whole career, right? You know, and that's where he's at now. It's like a different level.
Yeah, a lot of people have said he has that it factor that may take him to the next level that boxing needs, and he might be the guy to take him there because he has so much skill, because he brings so much to the table and in the ring.
He does, and he, you know what? I was looking at his Instagram today on my way over here.
Wait, you were doing social media?
That's right.
So you're a liar.
Heidi
so you're a liar.
I watch it.
By the way, because you said you're not very much engaged in it, and now here you are.
This interview's over. No, just kidding. No, so I was looking at, and he's got a video of his children learning to tie their shoes. I'm like, I love this guy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He's a dad. He's not separating himself. A lot of guys have to, like, be at the hotel. Like we were talking about earlier, they have to totally distance themselves from all of the outside distractions.
We talked to him about it, and he was so open about how it just sets your mind free sometimes because there's so much that can bog you down about this. Right.
Yeah.
How are you on analytics, by the way? Because, you know, we come from Houston where the general manager, Daryl Morey of the Rockets, is Mr. Numbers guy, number cruncher. So I just want to know, if you're not into social media, how you're on analytics, because I'm going to combine the two for you.
She doesn't look like she gives a damn, honestly.
Well, but I need her to answer this question because it's a valid question.
Let's just say math was never my best subject.
Okay, but I'm going to give you some numbers because we told you we were going to boost your statistics. You just went from 10.2 thousand followers. You just went from 10.2 thousand followers to 10.3, thanks to us. Oh, I just saw it change on Twitter, so you might want to pay attention to it once a month.
Okay, so
that's all I'm saying.
So I need
once a month or so, check in. Say hi to some folks.
You got it.
Errol
I'm
Spence
learning,
Jr.,
I'm
though,
learning.
I am looking for. I'm kind of upset he's kind of done with the media, but I'm not mad at him, but I am glad he's ready to fight because he is a legit dominating fighter. Seriously.
You guys are in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just quickly. I want to talk about the Charlos, right?
The Charlos, yeah, I love them.
Yeah, you know, they're Houston guys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about that rematch? I'm just curious, you know, what does Houston say about that Tony Harrison?
Honestly, I don't feel like they get enough love
they
in
don't.
Houston.
They don't.
To be honest.
Because, again, and this is what we're talking about. When we're talking about kind of the reemergence of boxing as a sport. I mean, people are so entrenched in so many things in Houston, but they lose sight of the fact that this is a hell of a story. And this is right there under their nose.
Yeah.
And there's just so much going on, and it's obviously a football state first and foremost. But then you have the Rockets, and you have the Astros, just quickly removed from a World Series. Everybody just goes from big sport to big sport, and they don't pay the attention that they once did. And I went back, especially with Nick, because we were giving him a hard time about he had never seen Laverne and Shirley, and then we were talking about Ray Boom Boom Mancini, and I'm talking about back when boxing was the thing.
The show you ended had, on my birthday,
but
May 10, 1983. I don't
had,
give a damn.
You had Ray Boom Boom Mancini. You had
I'm
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Right now. Laverne and Shirley has come up.
Yes.
I love it.
Now,
I get derated all the time. Even when Errol Spence Jr. was here, he was sitting here talking trash to him about his Packers.
My Green Bay Packers and his Dallas Cowboys. Geez. It's fun because you guys do these interviews all the time. We want to lighten it up as well. But I mean,
I'm from Michigan, so like, don't even bring in the Lions into this conversation.
Well, you can bring them in and we can escort them out just as quickly. It's just one of those things. But here's the thing, too. He doesn't know what Laverne and Shirley is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says he's never heard the name. So we get in an Uber last night, and it clearly states that her name is Laverne. What'd you call her, Nick?
I called her Laverne. But listen,
Laverne.
I never.
Laverne.
I've
is that
never
short
heard
for Lavender?
Name,
what is that?
I've never heard the name. It was my first time, and I definitely haven't seen. What is it, Laverne and Shirley? Don't
yes,
care.
Yes, but you Googled it.
I did, and it ended May 10th, 1983, 36 years ago.
And Heidi, to wrap this whole thing up, the only way
we
had to give him a pass was. Do you know what Laverne's response was?
What was Laverne's response?
Well, since I picked you up at the Renaissance. And we were like, okay, it's a wash.
We're staying at the Renaissance.
It's, over. Oh my
it's not the Renaissance. It was the
All
Renaissance
right.
from Laverne. That's
Laverne,
the way we ended
what?
The conversation in the car. Well,
glad
you're going to
you
be covering the fight
I'm
tomorrow
you
night. You've covered some big-time fights.
All right, give us a pick.
Your resume is extremely long in terms of your experience in the fight game. Break it down for us.
You mean who do I think?
Who's going to win? What's going to happen?
Know, this is the toughest one I've had. Normally, I would tell you point blank, this is my prediction. This
point
one
blank, Nick.
I heard that.
Is not easy to pick because there's this unknown factor. How will Mikey Garcia do at this weight class? He's
the
gonna
weight,
walk
yeah.
into the ring. He told us he'll be 150
Fifth
pounds
different class, yeah.
And I talked to Spence yesterday because the IBF obviously mandates that these guys check in on Saturday. They can't be 10 pounds over the 147 pound limit. calories, but they have all day to eat and hydrate. For Spence, that means he's going to walk into the ring at 160 pounds. Mikey's going to walk in at 150 pounds. I don't know that 10 pounds is going to make any difference at all, but that's the X factor, right? We don't know how he's going to do. So I'm excited. I will tell you this. We will know by the fourth round whether or not Mikey can handle the power of Arrow. If we see him wince, if we see somebody go down, that's going to be, you know, obviously the indicator of how the rest of the fight's going to go. Likely. But this is boxing. So yeah. We've seen crazier things happen.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
There you go. The other crazy thing is we just keep watching your followers go up and up with every mention we give you. So, again, follow Heidi Andrel, even if she doesn't follow herself.
I'm going to post a picture of Laverne
at Heidi Andrel. She's going to follow all of us.
Heidi Laverne.
Mention Laverne and Shirley. You know, she's got fancy shoes on. She's got good shoe game going. So lots of things to follow her for, and she may follow herself by the end of the show.
I should just hang. I probably will.
That would be a good idea. That's a good start.
Thank you so much, Heidi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend here.
All right. Thanks.
All right. There you go. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue to roll on. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry's out, Nick's in, and we are in Dallas at AT&T Stadium, home of the Cowboys and the temporary home of the Green Bay Packers, as we are getting ready for the big fight Saturday night between Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey Garcia. Fox and pay-per-view would love to have you check out that fight card coming up Saturday night right here from Jerry World. It's going to be a good one. As we continue to roll on, having some fun and a lot of good interviews that we've had in day one, Nicholas.
Great interviews. And who did I say was my favorite interview?
Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
That has changed.
As well it should.
Heidi Andrel is without a doubt the best interview we've had all day.
Now, if you were a smart man...
She could have sounded like Leonard Ellerbee, and I still would have think that was the best interview
I don't think
day.
Anybody... That's possible. I don't think anybody could sound like Leonard Ellerbee. You need to send her a tweet to remind her that she is going to reach out to Yanette Garcia for you and do some groundwork.
I don't think she. I think she was just kidding. I think she was being facetious about that tweet. I think she was.
I think you should make sure she's not. You should remind her and,
so what
and
am I
push
do?
Her over
like,
the top.
Mention her on Twitter and tell her tweet at Yanette. Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. Say next month when you check in on Twitter and look at your own account.
I don't know if that's a good idea though.
Well, when she's done with the interview behind us, I'm going to remind her again. She owes you one, because instead of you dabbling with has-been porn stars and trying to get to them as you've done in the past, let's focus more on better goals. Yanette Garcia is a goal.
You can't be spreading fake news about has-been porn stars. You can't let Heidi hear that. You're blowing my shot here.
Well, you blew your own shot.
Well,
because you don't even want to take it.
She's married.
I'm not okay, but she's trying to do work for you.
She is.
Yeah. Is Yanette Garcia going to take a tweet from you seriously or one from her?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if she's serious about it. If she's serious about it, I will retweet it, like it, comment.
You just went like you weren't going to do it and you didn't want it to happen. Now you're understanding where I'm coming from.
I don't think she's going to do it. I think she was being facetious. That's all I was saying.
Well, you don't know her that well.
I don't. Okay?
Neither does the social media world. I mean, the numbers continue to go up for her on social media thanks to us. I did want to mention something to you that I didn't know if you caught, but a very cool story. We're talking about free agency a lot. We're talking about all the movement in the NFL, the trades with OBJ and Antonio Brown. But here's a neat story about the Steelers. For all the ways that they have crapped the bed with personnel in their locker room lately, a very classy move by the organization. Ryan Shazier, the linebacker that was paralyzed, signs his salary for $473,000 for the 2019 season so that he gets the NFL player benefits. and all of the medical attention he needs
awesome.
To continue to progress. So credit to the Rooney family. Just an unbelievable gesture for a guy that was at the top of his game when he went down, and I think that's a very classy move by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Absolutely. $473,000 when you're talking about money in that sport. I mean, it obviously, it's still a lot of money. It's $500,000. But at the same time, an awesome gesture. It's not going to cost you an arm and leg, relatively speaking, to all the contracts that you have on your roster. And he obviously needs it. I mean, he dealt with a very, very, very serious injury.
Yep.
And a lot of football players deal with that serious injury, and they can come back, they can rehab, they can go through therapy, whatever the case may be. But some people, it's career ending, career changing, and that was the case with Ryan Shazier. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's I love it when teams do that.
No doubt about it.
I forgot the name of the player, but he was either at Northwestern or Rutgers, and he went paralyzed.
Oh, Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they kind of gave him like a mini coaching contract. Yeah. Those are the kind of cool things.
Greg Schiano was his coach. Then Greg Schiano went on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they made sure that they, you know, honorary captain and did a bunch of things for him. Other news in the NFL, by the way, we already know that Trey Flowers has left the New England Patriots for New England North, which is the Detroit Lions. And now another member of the New England Patriots defensive line is moving on. Malcolm Brown moving on. Clarence will be happy. The NFL Network reporting that he is going to the New Orleans Saints in a deal worth $15 million on a 3-year agreement. Patriots losing some players. Not going to break any hearts in the areas of Houston, Texas, and the surroundings. But interesting to see how they're going to start to recoup, because we had mentioned they're one of three teams that has done nothing in free agency to this point other than lose players to free agency. See what they do to pick up the pieces there.
Yeah, I think I saw Clarence tweet about it, and that guy knew he was going to get paid. I mean, he's 25 years old, and he knew he was going to get paid $15 million. Is it a $15 million 3-year deal, or what is it?
3-year deal is $15 million,
Yeah, I mean, it's not the biggest contract, but he knew he could get that more money elsewhere, and that's why he made the move. And you know the Patriots are not going to look back in a situation like that. You know Belichick doesn't care.
Right.
And if he wants to go, he can go. And get rid of him.
Other moves that from yesterday's show to today, Dee Ford, we mentioned, the Chiefs pass rusher, ends up going to the 49ers and then signs a long-term deal after being dealt for a second-round pick. We already know that OBJ is going to be a Brown. He had a lot of press coverage there today. John Dorsey met the media. Tyrod Taylor going all the way across the coast. He's going to end up as the backup to Big Phillip Rivers with the Los Angeles Chargers, excuse me. And again, in Texans news, as we mentioned earlier in the show, something that you might want to notate. No, it's not involving an offensive lineman, because that still hasn't happened. But in the meantime, they are still shopping replacements as Chargers corner Jason Verrett, who actually sat out all of last year, is going to be in Houston to visit with the Texans to possibly bolster their secondary after he makes a visit to the San Francisco 49ers. So there's a little NFL update for you as we continue to roll on. We're going to have 30 minutes to go on the show when we get back. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do anything, and you get the best of both worlds, because you get everything going on in Houston and all that's going around surrounding this fight Saturday night on pay-per-view on Fox. It is Errol Spence Jr. It is Mikey Garcia, and we've got it all covered for you. In the last segment, we were talking some football and the Ryan Shazier story. And Eric LeGrand is the guy that you were talking about, Nick, that played at Rutgers,
that was
honored by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Super cool story.
Yeah, so very cool story there if you ever want to Google that and catch up on what has been a tragic situation that turned into a very cool story with a lot of people looking out for Eric LeGrand. I want to remind everybody again that I'm going to be leaving here Friday night so that I can be at the Golf Galaxy in Spring from noon to 2 on Saturday. So you can stop by and see me, see our promotions crew, lots of giveaways, lots of fun. And while you're there, get the latest and greatest in golf gear and all your supplies for the golf season coming up. And we all know in Houston it never goes away. So stop in 12 to 2 Golf Galaxy I-45 in Spring.
Are you going
to
wear a new golfing shirt, or are you going to wear one of those 20-year-old golf shirts that you have?
So you already know that most of my golf shirts are brand spanking new, and that my wife and I have had the discussion that there's no need to ever get rid of golf shirts because they don't go out of style, fashion, and or color.
Just because they look new doesn't mean that they're new, Joel.
Last time you pressed this issue, I was able to procure and bring in out of my closet several fresh price tags still on brand new golf shirts. I don't wear the Charlie Palillo collection. I wear brand new, hip, and cool. That's what I do.
Okay. Well, I've never heard of a shirt, a golf shirt for that matter, that's 20 years old and is hip and cool and modern. I've never heard of a 20-year-old golf shirt that looks good.
That's right, because I don't wear them from 20 years ago.
You were supposed to wear them on video, and you backed out.
I didn't back out. We had a lot going on. I brought them in. I had them, and I let you pick out which color. Now, if you want to see a 20-year-old golf shirt that maybe has gone out of style, Charlie still wears the one that looks like the American flag with the Gallery Furniture logo on it that Mac used to wear back in the day on the commercials.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because in Charlie's mind, if they still fit, there's no need to quit. He's going to continue to wear them.
Right. I'm obviously picking on you, but there's no doubt that you are 10 times better of a dresser than Charlie Palillo, because those sweaters are from 1983. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
The fake Cosby collection is...
they have to be from 1983.
...is out of the closet on the regular. That's why, from our standpoint, it's the benefit and the curse. We hope that the cold weather doesn't continue for the sweaters, but then we know when the hot weather comes, we get the Jimmy Connors short shorts and the other T-shirt.
And he's a sweater while wearing shorts kind of guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, I've never done that, like, in my life, ever.
Well, you should try.
A sweater on shorts?
Yeah, we're just trying to turn over a new leaf for you. We're going to get you to go after Ms. Garcia on the Twitter.
With a sweater.
We're going to get Heidi's help, and we're going to get you to change your wardrobe and try the 70s Tennis Pro collection.
Okay.
All right. Go wooden racket, too. It's a good look.
Okay.
All right. I'm just throwing it out there for you.
That's all good.
Speaking of that, too, and in our never-ending quest to make sure that you end up happy with as many ladies as you would like before you settle down, I found this story that I thought you'd be interested in. A man has fathered 18 babies all over the country after he put up a 2014 Craigslist ad about his abnormally strong sperm.
Yeah, that guy's fertile. How many people? How many kids?
18 already, 7 more on the way. The man somehow, some way, found out that he has, in his words, extremely strong swimming sperm.
Well.
So he put an ad on Craigslist, and the minute that the ladies could verify that it was legit and that what he was saying was at least somewhat true, that he continued to, thankfully, artificially inseminate. Bummer for him, but just saying. The guy's from L.A., he made it his life goal to impregnate as many women as he could. 18 babies since his mission began in 2014. 7 more on the way. They live with their mothers across several states from Alaska to Kansas, as well as Dubai, the United Kingdom, and Australia. And he has others on his wish list. His name is Kyle Gordy. He ain't all that much to look at, but evidently his sperm are all world.
Yeah, and the story says that 18 kids, basically 18 positive pregnancy tests. And I just think the other thing that it says is that his Facebook page is all nothing but positive pregnancy tests from all these 18 women. He's actually impregnated a few more in the past few months. So that's absolutely insane.
And here's the other thing about this, because I don't know what kind of hobbies you have in life to try and figure this kind of stuff out and sort out that this was your life's calling. But he said, you know, and he's got a heart, because he said, I was going to apply to a sperm bank, but the whole thing just felt so cold and clinical. My sperm is much better than what's in the sperm bank. And as strong and fresh as it is during the donation, I also do it all for free. You're an idiot.
He says, I'm high in demand.
Low in cash, too, because you could go down to the corner store donation thing. And at least when you drop off a sample, you end up with some money in your pocket.
He decided to donate his sperm in his early 20s when he realized that he simply got too bored in relationships.
I told you, find a hobby. And the other thing is, have some fun. Because this dude doesn't look like he's having any fun.
He's got one, Joel. He's donating sperm. That's what he's doing. That's his hobby.
Evidently, you know what that is? self-love. Yeah, he's big in self-love. There's a lot of self-love going on. It could be, you know, spread love, which he's trying to do through self-love, but there's other ways. I'm just letting you know.
That's insane to me. I don't even know why people would want to put that on. Well, I've put some dumb stuff on social media.
Yeah, you have, especially when you've been drinking.
Yeah, but I'm doing better about that. Like, I take my cell phone and, like, put it in a safe. Every time I'm drinking JMO, I just lock my phone up in a safe now. That way I can't tweet anything out.
You have a safe at the house?
It's like a wax safe. Like, it's not in, I don't keep anything valuable in it. It's a little,
evidently not if your phone's in it, but I mean, yeah, I mean,
like, you can I feel like if someone wanted to break in that safe, it would probably take 2.5 minutes, if that.
But at least it avoids 2.5 minutes where you could actually destroy yourself on Twitter again.
Yeah, this is not like a safe from, like, the Italian Job or something like that where, you know, you've got this incredible locksmith, or it's a really just a wax safe. And just to protect me from myself is basically what it's for. That's all it's for.
Okay. So thankfully, by the way, you did not tweet last night.
I
did. Although
not.
I said to you several times, if I had motion video of Fred spewing whiskey all over you, I definitely regret not having that.
What makes me so mad was my reaction time. And obviously my reaction time couldn't be fast enough for it. But I almost saw him about to project. I just didn't think, like, in my mind, in the back of my head, I didn't think he was actually going to spit the liquor all over my face. I didn't think he was going
to
do that.
I mean, in your mind, you're going slow-mo that you'd like to have gone, no,
exactly.
And being able to stop it. But real speed, real time, I said it was comparable to a Nolan Ryan fastball, how quickly it went from his mouth to the middle of your chest.
Well, thank God that was the last stop, because I smelled like wild turkey.
But he acted like one, too.
Me?
Yeah.
I was the most sober one out of the four of us.
No, you were, okay.
Four shots. I can do that in my sleep. That's all day, all night. Four shots. That's nothing.
You can do a lot in your sleep. But, you know, obviously that was only night number one, and we weren't anticipating going out. So.
And we landed at 11 o'clock. So, I mean, could you imagine if we landed earlier? They actually did us a favor by making us land so late.
Yeah.
Because we probably would have been out longer.
I thought y'all were crazy to say that we were going to continue on from the hotel bar, but that was a good thing.
Oh, that was nothing, dude. It was
a lot
one.
Of fun.
That's nothing.
A good thing that we identified a good barbecue spot here in town today. A good thing that worked out for us. So we've got a lot of things on the horizon, and a lot of things we've mapped out, and a lot of things we still have yet to do based on some of our mapping things out. So it's a lot of fun here in Dallas, and hopefully what we're doing is we're delivering some stuff back to you that are interesting and get you to get this pay-per-view on Saturday.
Absolutely. So quick recap of all the guests that we've had.
Yes.
Errol Spence Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Mikey Garcia, both of those fighters are headlining
the fight.
Both
fighters tonight, or Saturday night.
Ray Mancini, Boom Boom.
Yep.
He was a great interview.
Yeah, you knew a lot about him.
Mm-hmm. Heidi Andrel's another good. Who else did we have? Because they're all on Podcast Arena.
I'm going to be honest with you. I knew nothing of Heidi Andrel, and I come from the broadcast world. I knew nothing of Heidi Andrel coming in, going out. Very impressive.
Yeah, I never knew her name, but I do remember her Strikeforce interviews because she actually covered MMA for Strikeforce. Mm-hmm. That's where she got her start. But I looked at her and I was like, she does seem like she looks familiar. And then when she said she used to do interviews with Strikeforce, I'm like, oh, that makes more sense now. That makes more sense. So she's been in the game for a while now, because Strikeforce has been defunct for at least, I want to say, at least 5 years.
Okay.
At least. I'm guessing the UFC folded it maybe 6 to 8 months after they bought it. I can't remember, to be honest.
Here's the thing, too. When you recap all these interviews that we had, and they've been great, you can catch up on everything that you missed. Go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, catch up on all the things you missed, because we didn't ask just average, ordinary questions like everybody else on this radio row. We found out that you had the gumption to ask Mikey Garcia how he feels about having sex during training. I had the balls to go after Errol Spence Jr. and ask him about his Cowboys versus my Packers.
I asked him one question, but you followed up like five times with
Leonard. Yes.
That was great.
And we got Heidi to try and be in search of your next potential future ex-girlfriend.
That's great.
And I still think a lot of social media things.
And I still think Mayweather-Pacquiao is going to happen.
Yeah.
I still believe it.
At least he hyped it for us. Okay, hey, we got one segment to go in the big show. We're going to continue to roll on, wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Intergalactic. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry's out, Nick's in. We are in Dallas, including the Blitz, as we all arrived last night, and we are here for the big fight on Saturday night. It is pay-per-view. It is Fox Sports. It is Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey Garcia, and the pay-per-view is the way to go if it's for you in Houston, Texas. Check it out, and make sure you catch the great fight along the way on the card, as well as the big match, the headliner, Spence and Garcia.
Yeah, it's going to be a good fight. Definitely going to be a good fight. Also, you can buy your tickets at SeatGeek.com.
But of course, unless you want to drive to Dallas, hit the pay-per-view, then you don't miss anything.
Absolutely.
You know what? We were talking about Laverne and Shirley and shows that you weren't quite up to speed with because, as you mentioned, the show started on your birth, literally your birth.
It ended on my birth. It did not start. It ended on my birthday. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Same difference. Whatever.
It started in the 70s.
Whatever. You've got YouTube. You've got all these different technology things that you bust my chops on. Go back and look at it.
All right, I'll watch an episode because apparently, because even Lauren Pope tweeted at me, there's no excuse.
You report back to AJ, myself, and all the listeners who Lenny and Squiggy and the Big Ragu were tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, though. If that show sucks, it's going to be called Laverne and Shirley for the rest of rest of the Usual Suspects.
There's a good chance
existence.
It sucks.
I swear. It's going to suck. Of course
it's
going to suck.
I don't think it transcended time as entertainment hit gold and a possible Emmy nomination. But a show that you're more familiar with.
Okay.
All right. Lori Loughlin, you know who she is?
Yep, from Full House.
Full
right?
House,
yep.
One of your favorites.
Yeah.
You always had a thing for the Olsen twins anyway. But Lori Loughlin ends up marrying a guy that you might not know right off the top, Massimo Giannulli, okay? But remember when, back in the day, one of the cool gear to wear was Massimo? Massimo was kind of like, it started out like a volleyball type beachwear company, but then it did a lot of hats and things like that. She married this dude. They're loaded. Okay. So she had her entertainment career, whatever. She's knee deep in all of this another college scandal. We talked about the other college scandal that's going on in terms of with the college basketball scene. But this one is really crazy to me because now you've got, amongst others, people, Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives and other things, and Lori Loughlin and her family, they wanted to get their kids into certain universities. They had no athletic ability. By the way, you need to look at this, Nick, because Lori Loughlin's daughter, who was one of the two daughters, they got into USC and paid $500,000 to make sure that they passed their entrance exams and got in. She has almost 2 million Instagram and Twitter followers, and for good reason. She's pretty hot.
She's a dime.
She's pretty hot. But they were so worried that their daughters weren't going to get into USC that they paid $500 to assure that they got in, and they became members of the crewing team. Their dad, Massimo, just decided to take it to another level. He sent full-blown pictures of his kids on rowing machines to prove that they could be members of the crew team. The crew coach, the crewing coach, he was in on it. He was on the take. He was getting cash. They were taking care of business. She still, by the way, was out there talking about being on the promoting the fact that she was on the crewing team. But yet she was out there posting videos going, you know how I feel and I don't really like school. I'm just here for game day and the party scene. I don't even know how much school I'm going to be going to because of her modeling career. But hey, mom and dad felt it important enough to drop a half a mil.
Apparently it's a scheme. It's a widespread college admissions bribery scheme that just does not happen at that particular institution. It actually happens at several institutions across the country. $1 million bail set for her when she went to jail.
She was out of the country at the time. So at the time of the announcement that she was going to be indicted, Lori Loughlin was out of the country but was going to come into the country to turn herself in. You know where her daughter was?
Where?
With one of the major donors for USC on some yacht off the coast of Mexico.
So she's not hiding it and she doesn't care is basically the
just
picture you're painting.
Just doesn't give a rat's ass. And I'm telling you, with the pictures that I found, and I'll retweet them, but definitely worth your time and following, you personally as well as others, because she may not need college. She's definitely making some money.
Yeah, Wednesday morning, she flew in internationally to turn herself into authorities on Wednesday morning. Tuesday morning, the news emerged of an FBI investigation.
Yep.
So, look, you can't do that kind of stuff, man. Why is SC such a big deal for? I don't know. Maybe it's because some people, some families, you know, they want their kids' kids to go to the same school. I don't understand that dynamic. I feel like that's kind of died out. But, you know, my parents told me I can go to whatever school I can make it. You know, go into, you know, like they didn't tell me which school I had to go to, so I don't get it.
To me, USC just doesn't seem to be. I understand the Harvards of the world and the Ivy League schools and the Yales and some of the big time universities, but USC, it doesn't strike me in the same chord. But then obviously we find out that Felicity Huffman, I mentioned her as well. She's married to William H. Macy, another very well known actor.
Yeah,
she's indicted. He's not. How does that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea, but it's a big scheme because children have gained admissions and access to schools like Yale. Mm-hmm. I think Stanford is another one. UCLA is another one. USC, Georgetown.
In some of those schools, I just don't put USC in that same category.
I don't. Yeah, I'm with you on that. But I know there's a good football program, and it's known for its football, I guess. Even though in recent years, you can make the argument that they're not necessarily known, but. I mean, they were arguably the biggest football program at one time, right? I mean, you can make the argument for them at one time.
Running back university for a long time. Yeah, they had a lot of accolades and a lot of notoriety for a lot of years.
If it wasn't the biggest program in the country, it was one of the biggest programs, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So that story's out there as well. Also, one that I was going to get to, Zion Williamson returning tonight for Duke. It'll be an interesting game. Big game in the ACC tournament.
New shoes.
Taking on Syracuse. Let's hope he has some new shoes. Because I already told you the fact that it not only was a bad look for Nike, but their excuse was that he was wearing the same pair for 14 weeks now or whatever it was, and that's why it blew out. Who are you trying to kid, who's working the Nike angle? Because the bottom line is if you go back and look at replays of games in the week previous to the game against Carolina, he had three different pairs and three different colored shoes on in that week leading up. Now, you're going to tell me all of a sudden for the Carolina game on national TV, you're going to go dig out in the closet the pair that you broke out for spring training? No, BS.
Yeah. Yeah. But did you mention that that's happened to you before? Because you play basketball all the time.
Not like that. I mean, when you look at that shoe, and again, it didn't do Nike any favors, the equipment guy leaving the shoes on the floor under the bench so that you could see that he literally blew through and ripped the sole. But when you look at something like that, the biggest argument you have is people don't realize, I've said this before, he weighs more than any NBA player currently on a roster. He weighs 280 pounds.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of torque on a pair of tennis shoes. But we'll see what happens tonight.
Shaq,
because obviously without him, they're not going to win a national championship. They're not going to be anywhere near what they could be if he's on the floor. And the stats back that up. I'm interested to see two things. I want to see how many minutes he plays. I want to see if he's on a minutes restriction. And I want to see how the team reacts to the fact that, as we all know, when a player's been out for any significant length of time, people take on different roles. Krzyzewski said they had to reshuffle the deck. I want to see how they play and how they look because Syracuse is a team that matches up well with them.
And maybe he is, and it might be easier to put him on a minutes restriction in the event that you put him in early and they dominate the team. I don't know who they're facing, and I don't.
Syracuse. Yep.
Okay, so I mean, I don't know. You know. If it will ever get to a situation at this point in the season where they're absolutely dominating. It's like, okay, you can just sit down now. You're on a minutes restriction. But it will be interesting to see. I don't know if he should or should not be because I don't know how serious. Every indication told me it was just a strain.
It was a minor knee injury. And,
it was a strain.
And
so.
Obviously, with his future being so bright and with how much value is put on him being the number one overall pick in the draft coming up, if he wasn't 100%, he wouldn't be on the floor, I don't believe. But that ACC tournament is going to be really interesting to watch because there's a lot of parity in college basketball. And within that conference, you have three teams capable of winning it all. If Duke has Williamson, they're in the mix with Virginia as well as Carolina. But there are so many good teams out there. That's why this is the great time of the year to watch all these tournaments, even if you're not gambling on them, because of the fact that it's good basketball and it's great getting ready for the March Madness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
definitely
no doubt
be fun.
About it. You know what's been
fun?
We
ran out of time already.
Yeah, we've had a great time here, day one, Radio Row, here at the AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, as we get ready for Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey Garcia. We've had both fighters on today. And you know what? The best thing yet to come is the Blitz coming up next. That means Fred and AJ are going to be right here from this very location to do the very same thing and entertain you all the way on your drive home up until 7 o'clock. So for Nick Sherrara and Barry in Destinations of San Antonio, Texas, I'm Joel Blank. You guys have a great rest of the afternoon, everybody. Enjoy your evening, and the Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.